It has been 3 weeks since more than 300 teenage schoolgirls were kidnapped from a school in northeastern Nigeria by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram, sparking widespread outrage over the government's inability to locate the missing girls. At least 53 of the girls have managed to escape their captors since their abduction on April 15th, while 276 are believed to still be in captivity. On Monday, a video was released by Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau in which he threatened to sell the girls and to attack more schools and abduct more students. The mass abduction and the military's failure to rescue the girls and young women has aroused national outrage with protests in major cities. Vatican Radio's Emer McCarthy spoke with the Archbishop of Abuja in Nigeria, Cardinal John Onaiyekin, about the situation on the ground.
Cardinal Onaiyekin, as one of the leaders of the Catholic Church in Nigeria, as Archbishop of Abuja, where we saw the mothers and fathers, the families and friends of these almost 300 young girls, let us remember, 300 young girls who have disappeared for over 3 weeks now. Can you tell us what news you have from the ground?
The incident took place already before Easter, and I left home on Easter Sunday night. I had believed that by now some solution would have been, that the girls would have been recovered and released. But it's sad that up till now we are hearing practically nothing really concrete on the issue. I think almost every Nigerian is taken aback. We cannot explain what is happening. We know that the Boko Haram boys have no sense of humanity. We know that they are killing innocent people. But that they have to be able to cut away almost 300 school children in the northeast of Nigeria without any trace of where these children are really baffles us. Baffling me all the more is that the security agencies in Nigeria, with the huge armed forces that we have, and with the millions and trillions of naira that the government has claimed to have budgeted for security in the northeast part of Nigeria, is still more baffling that our president seems to be impotent. He tells us, I heard him on the television last Sunday, that we shall bring them back. Okay, but it's not a knowing word. We have to see concrete action. I think it is a question that is of concern to all Nigerians, and as you can see, very unprecedented kind of demonstrations on the streets by not just the women, but also the ordinary Nigerians. We are all ashamed, terribly ashamed.
Cardinal Onaiyekin, there is a saying in Nigeria, well, in Africa, educate a man, you educate an individual. Educate a girl and you educate an entire village. Given that Boko Haram's name translates as being against Western education, do you think this targeting of young girls in a school was deliberate as a sign to society?
Honestly, the Boko Haram mindset is so bizarre that I can't even venture any kind of trying to explain why they do anything. Their activities defy logic. But if having said that, obviously they have been attacking schools and colleges to the extent that in the whole of that part of the country, schools have closed for more than a year. And in actual fact, this present incident took place because the effort was made to create a little oasis of security where all the girls from all around gathered together just to do their final exams so that they will not lose out completely. So that the girls that were carried away are not only the girls enrolled in that school, but girls from other schools around who were brought together in that place. And there was supposed to be security around the school. The only thing we are hearing now is that the soldiers who were there could not face the group of terrorists that invaded both the town and the school. So what has happened falls in line with both the utterances and the activities of Boko Haram since the past 3 years or so. And it is indeed a great pity.
We saw in a video message that was posted by the group's leader that he had claimed that some of the girls have already been sold on the market in Chad for as little as $12 per child. These are children between the ages of 9 and 12, if I'm not mistaken. Again, we see the scourge of human trafficking, something that you are very involved in. This is heartbreaking, isn't it?
Well, first of all, this story about selling the girls for $10, $12 or whatever, for me, I think, given the gravity of the situation, I would have expected that our government or our civil authorities, let them go to that market and buy the girls, for goodness sake, if they are only selling them for $10, if you see what I mean. Well, therefore, this whole story of the girls being on sale in the markets of Chad for $10 doesn't really hold water for me. Because if it is so, that means the girls have been put somewhere where they are available for sale. So, I mean, without being cynical, I'm quite prepared to buy 20 of them and return them to their parents. So I think something more we should look more into that story. I get the feeling that it is just one of those this has been said by the leader of the Boko Haram on his video. It's part and parcel of his propaganda that I have been selling them out for so much. Whether it is actually happening, I'm afraid I will be surprised if it's really happening. But to come to your question about trafficking, obviously, you know, we had an international conference here on human trafficking just two, three weeks ago. And it is going on everywhere, to the shame of the entire international community. There's very little is being done about it, and it is a great pity. We must also add, and I think we shouldn't forget, that there are a lot of people who are actually trafficking themselves, who are running away from their countries because of intolerable situations, and they are ready to go anywhere, and they are therefore easily trafficked because they make themselves available. This is even far more, for me, a much more serious problem.